Hey guys, this is LJ with Groomers Talk. Thanks for joining us for our first podcast today. We're going to be going over a lot of different things as far as for what this podcast will be about, who I am, and what we're going to start bringing you. But first, let's hear a message from our sponsor.
Hey there! Have you checked out Naturally Inspirational yet? They offer some amazing products for both you and your pets. Their Dandelion Salve is a total game changer. It's perfect for easing aches, pains, bumps, and bruises. Plus, it's a natural healer for your dog's cuts, a moisturizer for their pads and nose, and can speed up wound healing by 50%. I use it for myself, my family, and all the animals in our care, and it's truly worked wonders. Don't miss out. Head to their website to grab your bottle today. And when you use the code GROOMERSTALK25, you'll get 20% off your first bottle. Get yours now and experience the difference at naturallyinspirational.biz.
Hey, if you haven't checked out Naturally Inspirational products, I highly recommend that you do. They are amazing, amazing products. She's got way more than just the salve on there. The salve, I actually use it every single day for my aches, pains, bumps, bruises, sores. I even got carpal tunnel arthritis right in my hand. When my hand locks up, I can actually put the salve right on there, and it actually takes it away. Pretty much within inside of 5 minutes, I have full mobility in my hand and can use it the rest of the day. They've got so many more products, so don't wait. Go on their website. Collect your 20% off for your first order. You will not be disappointed. Hey, wanted to get on here and introduce myself to you guys for our first podcast. Then we'll dive right into what we're going to be doing weekly for you guys. Our normal podcast is going to be anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes for you. That way, so it gets you a great overview of these people. And some special ones might even be a little bit longer. But I've been in the grooming world for 27 years. Basically grew up in it, started in the AKC world, moved over some UKC shows, and then eventually started going into the grooming competition world and groom expos. So been doing AKC shows basically since I was a little kid. I helped show dogs in there. It was a lot of fun. To perfectly be honest, it still is a lot of fun. I enjoy getting into the ring. I've shown several different hounds. I've also shown several different herding groups as well. So corgis is probably one of my more popular ones, but I've definitely helped out in the world with the several different breeds. Then we've also had to where in UKC, that was very interesting for me because with AKC, it was much more politic as far as for who does what. You got more professional handlers that you're competing with, not so much focus on the owner handlers themselves. So when I went to UKC, it definitely was more of a down-to-earth family setup, which was extremely, extremely surprising to me. It was very nice, but the downside is that you don't see as many vendors at those shows. There's two of them per year that UKC does that's pretty good at that. But I did groom professionally for 1 year down in the Detroit, Michigan area. Then after that, it's been just mostly part-time grooming. I've just been doing the vendor side of it for most of the years since then. My wife, actually, now I met her down in Detroit. She actually runs our own salon now. It's called Wagon Wagon up here in Hope, Michigan. So I'm basically her registered bather unless she wants me to do more. But I do all the scissor work, clipper work. I do it all on pet grooming. But I really enjoy doing it on a lot of curly coat breeds. That's more of my thing. So Doodles gets in here a lot. We've actually got several Doodle breeders near us. And they make it very, very entertaining as far as for how many we can get. It's very concentrated in this area. But as I was saying, my wife's a groomer. We do happen to have 4 kids. I've got 2 boys that are 14 now. They are twins. They are, according to the doctors, are identical. But trust me, you look at them, they're not that close identical. Then we happen to have my stepdaughter. She is 13. I'm going to be 14 here. And she is one of the smartest kids I think I've ever met in my life. I never thought I'd be having an argument with a teenager and then her say something and me be sitting back in my chair being like, huh, that actually makes sense. So, but she's an absolute joy to have around. She's super involved in a lot of stuff going on here with Wagon Wagon as well as different things with different animals. Speaking of animals, she's actually even got her own rabbit and she's introduced me to the rabbit world about different breeds. And she has one here. The one that she has here is a mini lop. I've never had a mini lop or a Holland lop, or I don't even know those other breeds. So that was very eye-opening to me. Going back to my kids, I do happen to have a two-year-old, which he makes me feel smart. But he's one of the loves of my life for sure. He does anything dad wants to do, no matter if it's hunting, doing dogs, just chilling at the house. Dad does it. He's got to do it. So it makes me feel, you know, very proud to be a dad. But to continue on animals, I've also got three other dogs. So I've got my Amstaff Pitbull mix. Her name's Candy. She's the joy of my world over here. But she's my companion, goes everywhere I go, no matter if I'm traveling for a few days, she's right there with me in the car, usually taking over the passenger seat, even if someone's sitting in it. But then we have Walter, which is my wife's Bichon. He's a different breed. You know, I grew up with all these pits, and I grew up with corgis, and all of them were hard-headed. So going from that, and then you have a Bichon who is very not hard-headed. They're very soft animals. It took me a while to get used to them, but he's now our fun, flurry fluff ball that is around the house, and definitely my wife's companion for sure. Love is my wife. Then we have our family dog. It's Waffles. He's been with my wife for years. I've known Waffles since I met my wife. He's now 18 years old. He's blind. He's deaf, but he's still very strong in our hearts. He makes sure that he's there all the time, even if he can't walk to be there. Very much food motivated still. But no, unfortunately, he's getting up to that age, but he's still a very big part of our family. Without further ado, I want to make sure that we get into this podcast letting you know what we're actually doing here. So the podcast, when I designed it, I've seen a lot of different podcasts out there talking with groomers, whether they're shop owners, so forth, about business ideas, how to grow a business, different styles of what you can do with the dogs, different techniques you can work with, and even some products. But we wanted to dive more onto the product side than what most people do. I've been on the side to where it's the vendors, and I've always had to make sure that I've gotten the products to you guys. So with that, I wanted to expound on that. That way, so one is I'm not just focusing on what I sell or what I move, but on what everyone else sells, what their products do, what they do for you, what's new and upcoming into the market, so you guys can get a jump on what's coming into it. And that way, so you guys might even get some free stuff or even some deals on it when it first comes out as well. But obviously, we can't do without our vendors. I'm going to have several vendors on here from week to week, making sure that you are informed of who they are, what they distribute, what their goals are for the business, and what products really they specialize in and where they specialize at being for you guys, as well as our entrepreneurs and the manufacturer world as well. There are so many out there that create these great products. We wouldn't be here without them. So we're going to make sure that we have vendors and your manufacturers both on here. That way, so you get best of both worlds. You get the inside scoop of what is coming out. And you actually get to know each one of them at a personal level. That way, so when you go to these shows, you know exactly who you're talking to. Speaking of shows, we do several different shows where I work right now. But starting with AKC, if you're into seeing a lot of different vendors, they do a lot of different types of vendors. So you have anywhere from your sharpeners to your general suppliers and just the people who even have your knickknacks or specialty shampoos and stuff like that. So you can go there, but a lot of it, they do confirmation, obedience, agility, barn hunt, dock diving. They do a lot more stuff than that, but each show does vary a little bit different going on. But just to let you kind of know what shows are coming up, this is something that we will do each week. That way, so you guys can possibly go to some of these. Even if you're a pet parent and have never been to one before or thought about showing, you can definitely get into some of these. With AKC, if you're wanting to get into these, that usually is a 2 week before that it actually closes. After that, you can't go sign up, which is a bummer. So if you're wanting to do any of this and you start going to some of these shows, I encourage you to go. See one, see what it's like first, and then go online and you can actually register to show. It's a lot of fun, so don't be afraid to go out there and just have fun with it. But for shows, we happen to have this coming weekend, we have Bonanza Kennel Club out of Carson City. They are doing all breed obedience and junior showmanship in Carson City, Nevada. Then we have Centex Kennel Club out of belts in Texas. They are an all-breeding junior showmanship. Then we have Chambersburg Area Kennel Club. They are from Shippensburg, PA. It's all breed show and junior showmanship. And then we have the Elmira Kennel Club out of Romulus, New York. They are an all breed obedience and junior showmanship. We have the Great Plains Kennel Club of Northwest Iowa. They are out of Mobile, Iowa. They are an all breeding junior showmanship. We have Hot Springs National Park Kennel Club, and it's in Hot Springs National Park, Arizona. They are all breed obedience and junior showmanship as well. Then I'm actually going to be at this one this weekend. It's Monroe Kennel Club out of Monroe, Michigan. They're doing all breed obedience and junior showmanship as well. Then we have Richland Kennel Club, which is out of Kennewick, Washington. They are doing the all breed and junior showmanship there. Then we have Rockford Freeport, Illinois Kennel Club out of Freeport, Illinois. They're doing all breed and junior showmanship. And we have Santa Ana Valley Kennel Club out of City of Industry, California. Your all breed obedience and junior showmanship going on. Then they got Suffolk County Kennel Club out of Oyster Bay, New York, doing an all breed and junior showmanship this weekend. Then we have, looks like, Tennessee Valley Kennel Club in Knoxville, Tennessee, doing all breed obedience and junior showmanship. We have Windward Hawaiian Dog Fanciers Association out of a city that I won't name because I'll probably butcher it. But it's out of Hawaii. There's not a lot of dog shows in Hawaii, so it's actually quite a treat to actually go to one of these. I've never actually been myself, but I've heard from several of the customers over the years, if you want to go, it's definitely very different, but it's a lot of fun. So, but they're doing one outside. It's an all breed and junior showmanship. Then last but not least, you got York County Kennel Club of Maine out of Elliott, Maine, all breed junior showmanship there as well. So if you're looking for any of these coming up or wanting to register, you can go to infodog.com or you can go to akc.org, and they've got their full calendar there of events, what's going on. And if you're looking to find some of the cool stuff, believe it or not, there's actually other clubs that actually work on that. You can actually look that all up under their different organizations that run them. So there's different organizations that run dock diving, bar hunt, so on and so forth. And they don't list them all on AKC, but you can go to the Kennel Club site, and most of the time they have them listed on there and how to register, so on and so forth with that. But moving on, we happen to have the UKC show. So as I was mentioning earlier, they are definitely much more family friendly, down to earth. So if there's something that you're wanting to get into, but the AKC world might intimidate you a little bit, you can try one of these. They do happen to have a few more dog breeds that AKC does not. They're a little bit more inclusive as far as for that. But they also do a few different things that you don't see at AKC either. So they do altered conformation, which basically means if you got a spayed and neutered dog, as long as it's breed standard, you can go in there and show it, and you can actually get a conformation title on that dog. So with AKC, you have to have the dog intact. The other thing that I actually didn't know about, I was reading up on it before I did this, it's called brace. So brace apparently is a class where two dogs of the same breed owned by at least one common owner and similar in appearance are presented and judged together in how they perform in unison. I'm going to be honest, I don't think I ever seen this before. So this is kind of new to me. I might have seen it before in the past, but if anyone wants to share any videos on that and expound on that for me, that'd be great, because that is something I've never heard before, and I'd love to actually see how it works and operates. But for shows going on this weekend, we've got Bay Area Regional Kennel Club out of Corona, Michigan. We got Northern Lights American Eskimo Dog Association in Hugo, Minnesota. Then we got Claremont County Dog Training Club in Milford, Ohio going on. And last but not least, American Eskimo Dog Club of New England going on. Not as many as AKC. Like I say, UKC is definitely a much smaller organization, but there are definite benefits of being in UKC over AKC. And there are a lot of people who do AKC that also perform in UKC as well. So obviously from there, the world would not be complete as far as from our groomers. So our grooming competitions, what's going on? If you actually go to groomhouse.com, they've actually got a list of shows going on all over the world on there, especially ones that they're a part of. So for this year, Looks like we got New England Grooming Show going on this weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts. We used to send a person out there from Whitman's, and they used to be representing the Diamond Groove out there. I've never personally went to the show. I've heard it's a little bit more down to earth. It's a little bit more fun to go to as far as for if you like a homey connection with all the vendors. Then we've got coming in October 16th through the 19th, this Fun in the Sun Grooming Show. Now, this used to be in Orlando, and if any of you remember, they've actually had to move it. So they ended up having the hurricane last year, which canceled the show. So from that, there was other issues going on. So they've decided just to move it up to Jacksonville, Florida. So hopefully a little bit less of a chance of hurricanes coming through that area. But it's in a new facility. It should be a lot of fun this year. I've never been to Jacksonville, so hoping that it's going to be a lot of fun to actually go to. And then October 31st to November 2nd, we got Rockin' Mountain Groom, Arizona, in Mesa, Arizona. To be honest, I've actually never heard of this one. So looking online, it actually looks like it's a lot of fun. And not all of these are actually done by Barkley Productions. I know Barkley Production does a lot of these shows and puts a lot of them on. Some of these are actually put on by the entrepreneurs themselves. Could be an owner of a grooming shop. Could be a vendor who decided to put it on. Could just be someone who really likes dogs and decided they wanted to do this and make a business out of it. So there's a lot of different avenues that people have done with this to make this happen. And believe it or not, they've all got a little bit different things going on as well. So it's not all just the same competitions that they're grooming at each one. Sometimes there's different classes, there's different certifications, there's different grooming classes that you can be a part of in there if you want to compete. All just kind of depends. One of them that they all pretty much have in common, because it's an attention getter, is creative grooming. If you've never been to see creative grooming, it's really cool to actually walk around for the first few days and guess what these dogs are colored as. And then when they get up on stage, sometimes they're like what you thought, or they're completely different. It's actually really cool. They get up on stage and get to groom these dogs. Sometimes they have to glue some of the stuff in there, put glitter in there. I saw one year that's probably the most memorable for me, is actually seeing one that they did all the band members of Kiss, and the dog actually played the piano while one of the Kiss songs was playing in the background. It was really cool to see some of that. But I've seen Cusco from Emperor's New Groove this year. I've seen Moana. I've seen Lilo and Stitch this year. I've seen a lot of different ones. It seems like a lot more people are definitely getting interested in it and trying it. And even for beginners that just want to try it, it's a lot of fun to go into. Now, to continue on that, we've got another one that is right across the pond from me, actually. It's over in Toronto, Canada. It's True North Grooming Show. And that one, I've never been to. I think I'm going to try to make that on my list this year to go to. Now, November 22nd through 23rd, Artero's got their Grooming Slam in Barcelona, Spain. If you've never seen or been to Artero's grooming shows, you've got to check them out. If they can actually add any more lights to it, I'd be impressed. It's set up like a whole, like if you can imagine it's going to some of our shows and how it's just got a stage up on front, and then there's, you know, obviously all the vendors put out there. They've got the vendors and everything, but if there was a way to put lights on any of it and make it look stylish, they pretty much do it. It looks really cool. I encourage any of you guys to actually look up some of their grooming competitions that Artero puts on and actually just see the pictures and the photos and the videos they do of it. They market it extremely well. Then we have on November 29th and 30th, we have Groomphoria in Coventry, UK. This is another one I've actually never heard of before. I think we've helped with some of it back at Whitman's over the years, but I've personally never heard of it. So it's something new to me. But my wife will probably end up having me want to go. She's always wanted to go to the UK, so that'll probably be one that I end up going to here either this year or next. So, but that is just finishing out all the grooming shows at the end of this year. So that makes it a lot more exciting for what's kind of going on. And then there's a ton more. I mean, I'm looking here. Their schedule for next year's got like 20 shows plus on it. So if you guys are ever interested in going to any of those, Groomhouse got them right on their site. And then from there, we start 2026. And it's a lot of fun from there. I mean, you know, where else can you go and do some of these things that we do? So, well, let's get one more word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Smith & Burton. creators of professional, natural grooming products from the heart of New Zealand. Inspired by the purity of nature and guided by the principles of science, Smith & Burton carefully craft every formula with your pet's well-being in mind. From nourishing shampoos to gentle conditioners, their products are made with thoughtfully chosen ingredients that not only protect and care for your pet's skin and coat, but also reflect a commitment to quality, sustainability, and love for animals. At Smith & Burton, it's about more than grooming. It's about giving your pets the care they truly deserve. That's why they bring you the natural touch. We invite you to discover the difference today at smithandburtonusa.com. As a special thank you, you'll receive 20% off your first order, no matter the amount, if you use WELCOME20 code in the cart. Because caring for your pets should never wait, choose the natural way with Smith and Burton.
Alrighty. Now, this is going to bring us to the end of our very first podcast. I know, very short, but I just wanted to introduce you guys to all the things that we're going to be doing, what we're bringing towards you. And obviously, the show side of it, I want to make sure that everyone gets to know every different side. That way, so it gets everyone's interest piqued, no matter what stage you are in. If you're a pet owner, if you're a groomer, if you're a person who wants to show in the show world, if you're a competitor and just want to know about all the new products coming out, we've got your back in every way, shape, or form. But to kind of let you know what's coming up here, we have Naturally Inspirational. We're getting a podcast with here in about 2 weeks. It's going to be with Sarah Whitman. She's the entrepreneur that has actually made that company thrive here, I believe, for 8 years now. And again, they've got a lot of different products than just the salve, but they have done an amazing job keeping everything natural for you and your pet. She's focused on so much of making sure everything's pure for you guys. It's unreal. But she's going to go through with us step by step of what she does and everything. And that way, so you know how it works for you and your pet. Then we got Ralph Gooch with Hairless Filters. He's going to be on here, looks like next week. He's going to go over his hairless filters, kind of what made his company thrive, where he started at, and what kind of made it happen. And kind of go from there as far as for telling you about all the other products that he's got out and coming out. So, and where to get those as well. All these companies, I promise you, we will tell you at the end where you can get any of these products. Then we have Nick Sklar with Groom Factory. If you're not familiar with the name, Nick Sklar has actually been in the world a little bit longer than I have. And he's creating his own company now called Groom Factory. So he's another distributor carrying products such as So Posh, Smith & Burton, and so forth. He will be on here telling us where he got his inspiration for making his own company and coming up into the world. And you do see him out there if you haven't already. And then last but not least that we've got on the schedule right now, we actually do have Smith & Burton actually going to do a podcast with us as well. So they're going to come on and kind of tell us about their products. They're newer to the U.S., but they're trying to make a big splash into this market. And they've got amazing products. I'm telling you right now that I got some of them in just to try them. I was floored. The shampoo is great, but the conditioner is, wow. It's amazing. You just can't get enough of it and what it does for the dogs and just how it takes your time and cuts it in half with how it works. And it works on every different breed. So these are all the ones that we've got scheduled right now. We are going to be doing a lot more. Like I said, this is going to be about every week that we're going to be doing it. I'm going to hopefully have it out to you guys every Monday to start off your week. Hopefully you guys get the new scoop. But you can always follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and always see any new videos, updates, and hey, maybe sometimes we'll even get to see our faces. So that's the end of today's podcast. Hopefully we'll see you here next time on Groomers Talk.